Welcome to the NewsHour. President Biden is facing more calls from Democratic lawmakers to step aside as the party's nominee since his Thursday night press conference.
Five House Democrats, Jim Himes, Eric Sorensen, Scott Peters, Brittany Peterson, and Mike Levin, have all issued statements asking for the president to step down. They joined 15 other congressional Democrats who've made similar calls earlier this week. Our White House correspondent Laura Barrón-López has the latest.
Thank you. Please be seated.
With all eyes on his high-stakes press conference.
I'm not in this for my legacy. I'm in this to complete the job I started.
President Biden played defense Thursday night, trying to prove that he's still fit to run for re-election.
A lot can happen, but I think I'm the best I believe I'm the best qualified to govern, and I think I'm the best qualified to win.
And while there were gaffes and slip-ups,
what concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were at the top of the ticket?
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
He gave detailed answers on foreign policy and national security.
China has to understand that if they are supplying Russia with information and capacity, along with working with North Korea and others to help Russia in armament, that they're not going to benefit economically as a consequence of that.
And went after Donald Trump on his plans for a second term.
Do you think democracy intercedes based on Project 2025? Do you think he means what he says when he says he's going to do away with the civil service, eliminate the Department of Education? We've never been here before. And that's the other reason why I didn't, you say, hand off to another generation. I've got to finish this job.
But it wasn't enough to stop some Democrats from urging him to step aside as the party's nominee. Immediately after the press conference, Connecticut Representative Jim Himes, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, issued a statement calling on Biden to step away from the presidential race and urge Democrats to act fast.
This is not about one press conference, one debate, one speech. This is about the presidency of the United States. This needs to be resolved, I don't know, in the next 5 to 7 days, because we just went 10 days where the story was not Donald Trump promising totalitarianism. It was, how is Joe Biden going to do in the big boy press conference?
Despite the growing number of congressional Democrats calling for Biden to drop out of the race, longtime allies like Congressman Jim Clyburn reaffirmed their support for the president.
I would hope that we will focus on the substance of this man rather than these sometimes misspoken words and phrases and how he has run this country. I'm riding with Biden no matter what direction he goes, no matter what method he takes, I'm with Joe Biden. And if he were to change his mind, I'd just answer the question that I would be all in for the vice president.
As Democrats figure out what to do about their nominee, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said he met with the president shortly after Thursday's press conference. In that meeting, Jeffries said that he directly expressed the full breadth of insight, heartfelt perspectives, and conclusions about the path forward that the caucus has shared. In an attempt to assuage fears, Biden himself virtually met Friday with some members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus, and planned to speak with more Hill Democrats over the weekend. For now, the president has no plans to step aside, unless his advisors say otherwise.
Unless they came back and said, there's no way you can win. Me. No one's saying that. No poll says that. There are other people who could beat Trump, too, but it's awful start from scratch.
And members of the president's inner circle, like former White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, say yesterday's press conference are reason enough to end the freakout and unite behind Biden. Hitting the campaign trail today in the battleground state of Michigan, the president showed no signs of backing down. His next test, another news interview on Monday, and campaign stops next week. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Laura Barrón-López.